This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another great day in Trump land. I keep saying it ad nauseum, but guess what? It's true. It's fantastic. Donald Trump, greatest president in America's history. Notice I no longer say greatest modern president in America's history. The greatest president in American history. My commentary will be out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I decided not to write about Trump being the greatest president in America's history, but to write about something actually more important at this very moment. More important, and it is the crimes of Obama. The crimes of Obama. Wait till this comes out. Watch liberals' heads explode. If there's anything more important right now than the great things Trump is doing, it's the crimes of Obama and Hillary Clinton. But in this case, I'm sticking to Obama. The story begins, how do I know? How did I know? Today everyone is asking the question, what did Obama know and when did he know it? President Trump himself tweeted out that exact question earlier this week. It's starting to dawn on everyone, this terrible mess, this fraud, this scandal of all scandals, this government conspiracy to frame candidate Donald Trump that turned into a conspiracy to impeach and remove from office President Trump could not have happened without President Obama's full knowledge and approval. Obama knew about it. Obama either ordered it or approved it. Obama coordinated it. This is Obama's scandal. This is Obamagate. Everyone is starting to read the tea leaves now, but I read them before anyone else. Google it, I dare you. Google the word Obamagate. The earliest story that comes up on page one at Google is my Las Vegas Review Journal commentary on September 23rd, 2017. Back then I said, this is our generation's Watergate, except far worse. This looming Obamagate will make Watergate look like a misdemeanor. It makes Watergate look like child's play. The Obama administration spied on the Trump campaign. The real question is, what did Obama know and when did he know it? I wrote that almost a year ago. Today, everyone is starting to understand what happened. Welcome to my world. TV host Maria Bartiromo said earlier this week, during the administration of President Barack Obama, the DOJ, the FBI, the IRS, and the CIA were all involved in trying to take down Donald Trump. Fox News chief judicial analyst Andrew Napolitano, a friend of mine, by the way, love Andrew, said we may be on the precipice of exposing a very, very extraordinary political use of intelligence and law enforcement by the Obama administration, meaning he weaponized the FBI and the DOJ and the CIA. Mark Penn, the chief pollster and campaign strategist for Bill and Hillary Clinton, this week accused Robert Mueller of engaging in a deep state quasi-coup. He said the goal of Mueller is to bring down President Trump using, quote, stormtrooper tactics. This coming from Mark Penn, the Democratic chief pollster and campaign strategist for Bill and Hillary Clinton. Not only did he get Bill Clinton elected president, he got Hillary Clinton elected U.S. Senator in New York. Penn reported he'd spent a year working with President Clinton against prosecutor Ken Starr and the famous Clinton investigation, and he said that was child's play compared to what's going on here. He must have read my commentary last September, used the exact same words. They're all copying Wayne Root. The following headlines show how bad it's getting, how the noose is tightening. Devastating text from FBI's Peter Strzok found, Obama's White House is running the Trump investigation. That's what Peter Strzok texted to his girlfriend, Lisa Page, FBI lawyer. Obama's White House is running the Trump investigation. The DOJ confirms Inspector General will probe impropriety and political motivation of Obama's FBI spying on Trump. Fired FBI boss James Comey will be savaged by the Justice Department watchdog for not moving fast enough to get a warrant for the Hillary emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. FBI informant Stefan Halper was paid over $1 million by the Obama administration to spy on Trump. Another informant attempted to infiltrate the Trump campaign under Obama. Congressman Getz drops bombshell. House investigators have additional info about the FBI's campaign infiltration the White House doesn't even know about yet. FEC records, listen to this one. FEC records show the DNC, Democratic National Committee, issued checks for $98,000 and $113,000 to CrowdStrike, an FBI contractor and cybersecurity firm, the day after the murder of DNC staffer Seth Rich and the day after the mysterious overdose death of attorney Sean Lucas. They just happened to give those checks out for $98,000 and $113,000 the day after Seth Rich is murdered and the day after Sean Lucas is found dead of a drug overdose. Who's Sean Lucas, you ask? The attorney who sued the DNC alleging they committed fraud by rigging the Democratic presidential primary in favor of Hillary Clinton. It all comes back to Obama. Obama was in charge. No one crossed Obama. He was the guy giving the orders and nodding his head like the Godfather. He was the John Gotti in the White House. He was the one whose ring they all kissed. How did I know before anyone else? Because Obama's IRS tried to destroy me. Judicial Watch took my case and forced the IRS to hand over my IRS files. We can prove it was a political witch hunt. I was persecuted by Obama's IRS for my political beliefs. Obama was my Columbia University College classmate. I believe he personally gave the criminal order to destroy me. I know who the real Obama is. That's how I knew he was the one. This has Obama's fingerprints all over it. He gave the orders. Obama hated Trump. He had a vendetta against Trump over the birth certificate questions. Trump was questioning whether he was born in Kenya. You think maybe he pushed Obama to break the law? You're damn right he did. Obama was in charge of this conspiracy to frame President Trump, just like he was in charge of my IRS witch hunt, just as he tried to destroy me and many others who stood in the way of his political goals. Obama was ruthless and vicious. I know the real Obama. The tables have turned. It's time to prosecute Obama for the worst conspiracy in America's history. My commentary that will be out on Thursday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I'm betting it'll be picked up by Real Clear Politics and spread all over the United States, as so many of my columns are, especially when they're newsworthy, when they're breaking news. Nobody has connected the dots in this country but me. Obama stole the 2012 election against Mitt Romney. He suppressed voting and he suppressed fundraising by using the IRS to go after us all. And don't forget that gal. I can't remember her name, but that gal in Iowa who ran True the Vote. They didn't send the IRS after her. They sent 20 government agencies after her. And by the way, I heard there were other government agencies after me as well. They went after my business, but luckily for me, I had closed the business in 2009. So they were knocking on the door, I heard, from the new tenants, looking for Wayne Root, other government agencies. And when they told him the business doesn't exist and Wayne Root's not here anymore, they went away and I never heard from them again. So they were sending multiple agencies against me as well. It just so happens the IRS found me. The other agencies did not. This is what you're dealing with. A thug. A piece of human garbage. That's what Barack Obama was. You think because he smiled and he looked so nice, had a nice wife, beautiful daughters, nice dog, Bo. Same name as my dog. He was always copying me. Went to Columbia like me, had a dog named Bo like me. The only difference between me and Obama is I made millions and millions of dollars in the biz world. It was a huge success when he was a nobody. And he just got lucky because the color of his skin. Oh, yeah, I said it. If he's white, he can't become United States Senator from Illinois. He was a nothing politician who ran for Congress and lost to a fellow black congressman. Then he ran for state Senate and he won. And he was an obscure nobody. Then he decided to run for U.S. Senate and every person in Illinois politics said he had no chance and they laughed at him. But he had all the dirty tricksters working on his side. And, of course, there's always the race issue with Obama, always. And so he scammed his way to the U.S. Senate by literally opening up the divorce records of the handsome Republican running against him, who was the odds-on overwhelming favorite to win the race. And he opened the divorce records and found out this guy liked to take his wife, a famous actress, to sex clubs. And that was the end of that guy. And then Obama never had an opponent for all intents and purposes. That was it. Republican scramble. They found a backup. Some guy who didn't even live in Illinois. And Obama won by a landslide. And he instantly became a favorite for president of the United States. Instantly became a favorite for the Democratic nomination for president. Hilarious. Hilarious. Can you imagine? I made millions of dollars in the business world. I was a success. He was a nothing and a nobody and a community organizer. He put guns to the heads of banks and extorted money because he said, we'll picket you and put you out of business and embarrass you in the media if you don't start giving out lots of loans to poor minority people. And so they did. That was his job. He was a stick-up artist. That was it. What's a community activist do? You threaten banks, you're going to picket them with black people and call them racist, and they give out more loans in response to that to make you go away? I wonder if that's all they gave him. Because the rumors over the years are Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. The rumors are, allegedly, they're extortion artists. They're thugs. And they've stuck up companies for millions of dollars in order to go away and not call for a nationwide boycott by black people and not call for nationwide protest by black people that would destroy their brand and hurt their sales. And so they don't call the boycott if you give them a $1 million dealership. If you give them a $10 million beer distributorship, they go away. That's the rumor. I heard not only Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, but Jesse's sons, Jesse's children. They all wound up with money, with dealerships, with incredible product deals in order to go away. I wonder if Obama did that. Has anybody ever checked? Anybody wondered out loud whether the community activists extorted money into Swiss bank accounts, little cash envelopes, or dealerships, or maybe bank loans for himself with no interest that you never have to pay back? Who'd ever know if you end the boycott and you end the protest? Obama was not a nice person. Obama was a thug. And nobody could tell me that's a racist term, because if you're a member of organized crime, you're Italian and white, you're a thug. If you hold people up with a gun, you're a thug. If you put a knife to people's chest and say, I want you to give me a business or a check or a cash payment, an envelope, you're a thug. Obama was no different than John Gotti or the Gambinos or the Columbos or the Genoveses. And he became president of the United States. And then he acted like a thug from Chicago once president of the United States. He played Chicago rule politics. He went after Trump. He should go to prison. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540, or preparewithwayne.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of 4 kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids, and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In honor of the brute thug, Don Obama, the theme song of The Godfather, the John Gotti impersonator, Barack Hussein Obama, who ran the White House like a mafia hood, like a Gambino Columbo soldier, captain. Unbelievable. Used the IRS to try and destroy my life. But you lost, buddy. And you're up next, I'm telling you. I won't rest till we put Obama in prison for the crimes he committed against Donald Trump and the IRS crimes he committed against thousands of people like Wayne Root and Tea Party groups. This is Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio and Newsmax TV, your relentless Trump warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. Can't fight a war like this anywhere else except the USA. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. You know you need gold. You know you want gold and silver and precious metals. But you want to buy wholesale, not retail. The place to buy wholesale, not retail, the only place you'll find with any of these companies advertising on radio or TV or anywhere else, conservative websites, it's Tangible Investments. They sell it to you at retail prices. And right now, the first 100 callers get a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. Ready, set, go, first 100, 800-780-9000. My website, rootforamerica.com. You can email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, anytime. Love to hear from you, except for you liberals. I keep hearing from these crazy liberals like Floyd Turbo. Crazy people. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can see my Twitter account. I send out about 20 tweets a day, sometimes 30, on all the most important issues, at Real Wayne Root, at R-E-A-L, Real Wayne Root, up to 115,000 Twitter followers, at Real Wayne Root. That's with the shadow banning. I'm up to 115,000. All right. We got Megan Barth in studio. Her website's ReaganBabe.com, ReaganBabe.com. Megan, how are you, baby?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I always look at the issues you want to talk about, and they're all good. I want to talk about them. But there's always something else I want to get to real quick.
Yeah.
Customers rage as Starbucks turns into a homeless shelter.
Yes.
Who didn't see this one coming?
Right. Anybody with common sense, which usually does not include the social justice warriors.
If you don't have to spend like $1.50 or $3.50, I mean, it's the most modicum of common sense that if you don't have to spend anything and you could use the bathroom, then homeless people are going to defecate in the middle of the bathroom and steal it for long periods of time and make it filthy and bring bugs and disease and lice. And Starbucks just became a homeless shelter. What a disgusting mess.
Well, and here's the kicker. So they're putting the onus of the enforcement of feelings onto the minimum wage cashiers and employees. So if they don't feel comfortable with the person or if they suspect something, then the employee can kick them out. I mean, this doesn't make any sense. They open themselves up to a massive amount of liability, all because they had a knee-jerk reaction to two guys who were loitering. You know, again, this is the destruction of the law. This is the destruction of the law. This is a good example. You have chaos and anarchy, basically, when you bend the law or don't enforce the law. And those two guys, even though they were black, were loitering. And so now that...
Correct.
Right. So you can now just loiter away. I guess there's no more loitering.
If you're black... Obviously, if you're white, you can't loiter away. That's just double standard in our society. If Wayne Root doesn't buy something and I try and use the same bathroom, I'll bet you they do say something to me. Because what am I going to do? Are they going to put me on the ABC Evening News because I was white and turned away from a bathroom? And I'm wearing a $5,000 suit? I don't think so.
Well, not in Starbucks.
I mean, I don't think so.
Anybody can go and loiter at Starbucks. It's open season for loitering.
Did you hear the rumor? It was the top of ABC News. A guy in a $100,000 Maserati wearing a $5,000 suit, white, tried to use a bathroom. They wouldn't let him in. Lead story on ABC Evening News tonight.
No.
I'm joking. I'm describing me. Oh. Don't you understand? Nobody's putting me on the evening news, getting out of my Maserati, trying to go to the bathroom in a restaurant, and they won't let me go. They don't care. They don't feel bad for a guy driving $100,000 Maserati. They go, make it your car. We don't care. Pee in your car. Pee in a bottle. We don't care.
Now, if you
but if you're black and you're poor, oh, my God, it's racism. The store owner's a racist. He won't let a filthy homeless person use his bathroom.
But to that really nice suit and that really nice car, if you throw on a red MAGA hat, they won't let you in.
They won't let me in the whole store.
Exactly.
I'll be on the evening news, all right. They'll beat me to death.
Exactly.
In bad neighborhood. They'll beat me
you.
To death. Exactly. I'll be assaulted to death.
Them.
But here's the common sense, okay? I'm sorry. Wainwright always tells the brutal truth. And this ain't about black or white. If you're homeless, white, black, or otherwise, I don't know how you got there. It may not be your fault at all. I may feel terribly sorry for you. But you ain't ever coming to my house or my store. No homeless people out in my bathrooms. You're not sitting on my toilets. That's the fact of life in America. Nobody wants to say out loud. You can't come in if you're filthy. I don't want smelly people in my bathroom ruining my toilet for my customers. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Megan's laughing. Megan can't take my honesty. Nobody can. Wayne Allyn Root, I just tell the truth. You know you're all laughing at home saying he's right.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You'll receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War Now.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is meeting with the South Korean president at the White House.
The president was asked to update the status of the Singapore summit being held with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
We are working on something, and, you know, there's a chance that it'll work out. There's a chance, it's a very substantial chance that it won't work out. I don't want to waste a lot of time, and I'm sure he doesn't want to waste a lot of time. So there's a very substantial chance that it won't work out, and that's okay. That doesn't mean it won't work out over a period of time, but it may not work out for June 12th. But there's a good chance that we'll have the meeting.
House Speaker Paul Ryan said today he supports the Justice Department's decision to have an Inspector General review if the FBI had an informant in the presidential campaign of President Donald Trump.
Having the IG report is very important, and giving the IG the latitude to take the investigation where it needs to go. Having the U.S. attorney from Utah attached to the IG to give them the kind of tools they need to go after any abuses is important.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings and kick off your summer projects early. Add beautiful color to pots and garden beds and save with 12-pack select annuals, now two for $16. And grow beautiful flowers and delicious veggies with Stay Green Garden Soil. Four bags are just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 516 through 523. While supplies last, selection varies by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We'll be right back.
Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Allyn. It's only apt, or maybe you'd say it's ironic, that the sponsor of this segment of the show is Sam Landis, because I was talking in the first couple of segments about Obama and his thug Chicago politics, and how he came after me with the IRS, and who beat him back? Sam Landis. Great job, Sam. I chose Sam Landis out of every lawyer I interviewed, and I interviewed about 20 of them. Think how much time that took, how many hours of meeting in front of lawyers, and you know how I feel about lawyers. I can't stand them. I think I like lawyers more than I like homeless people. I think I'd rather sit with a homeless person than a lawyer. And I sat with 20 lawyers, and I chose the greatest one, Sam Landis. We're now best friends. I love him. He's the exception to the rule. There's a few lawyers I love. Sam Landis is one of them. Everyone needs a Sam Landis if they have an IRS problem. If the IRS is on your back, or you fear they're going to be on your back because of mistakes you made or lack of filings or something like that or liens, Sam Landis is the guy to talk to. The attorneys at the Landis Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS tax cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side. One flat, low fee every month. And when you call them, you'll have a free consultation. I said free, with a tax attorney, not a salesman, who hypes you, who lies to you, who exaggerates to you. An attorney will tell you exactly how much it'll cost and exactly how much time, and you decide. And if you sign up, you're protected by attorney-client privilege. Call the Landis Tax Group at 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. And again, I stress, it's the letter U, because you're an underdog if you take on the IRS without Sam Landis. 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. All right, we're back with Megan Barth, website ReaganBabe.com. And
thank you for letting me use your bathroom.
Because you're not homeless, and you don't smell, and you're very pretty, so those are all good things.
Okay, good.
Those are all good things. Were you listening when I said I actually like homeless people better than lawyers? Were you listening when I said that? I said I'd rather spend time with a homeless person than a lawyer. So I think from now on we have to put signs up. Homeless people and lawyers not allowed to use the bathroom unless you pay for a drink, unless you pay for food in my restaurant. All right, so a couple
the problem,
of...
The problem, just one more before we kill the dead horse.
Go ahead.
One more thing is that a majority of the homeless population does have some sort of mental deficiency, mental defect, mental instability.
Or a terrible addiction.
Or a terrible addiction, which is, you know, probably a consequence of that.
Right.
There are some homeless people that are down on their luck.
Yes, there are.
But the majority have mental issues.
But what if they didn't? All I was trying to say is, what if they didn't, and I felt bad for them, and they're innocent. They did nothing wrong, but they smell, they stink, they have disease, they've got a bad cold, they got TB, they've got who knows what, they got hepatitis C. I don't want them.
Yes, I get
who wants
that,
them on
Wayne,
the toilet?
They have open sores.
Yes.
And they smell.
Do I want them in my bathroom?
No.
And do you think any of the kids working for me who all vote Democrat will go clean their mess? How about if he defecates right in the middle of the bathroom floor and then leaves? Do you think any of the kids working at Starbucks who all vote Democrat will they go clean it?
Maybe we should start a Starbucks support group.
We should.
For the employees.
We should. Hey, did you see Judicial Watch has a headline out that says Obama could still be impeached post-presidency?
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you think liberals will do when we win big in 18 and we impeach Obama?
Yeah, I think the red wave is going to be the impeach Obama wave.
Impeach
44. Can we get somebody to start chanting like Maxine Waters, impeach 44.
Lock him up. Lock him. Lock 44 up.
There's a lot to be locked
up. Is that
up.
His number, 44?
44.
Lock 40. That was John Reagan's number when he was watching the Redskin running back. The GOP takes a 6-point lead in the midterm generic tracky poll. This is freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
We got a 6-point lead.
And it's early.
You know, I was
it's
on
be a long hot summer.
I was on a treadmill as usual before the show. I work out for a pounder for like an hour and a half before I get on the show, right?
God.
And I'm watching Fox News The Five. And they're just too nice for me. They don't talk like me. They're just not, you know, mavericks and rebellious people. They're like nice little people hired by Fox to give nice little answers. And they were like, the generic poll's not, they didn't have anything but a 6-point lead. They were like, Republicans were down by 18 and now they're very close. It's single digits. So I don't think it'll be as good a year as Democrats think it will be. That's how mild they talk on Fox News. Here we report
the truth. What was that, 24-point swing?
Well, I think they were 18, now we're up 6, so if it was 18, then
it's
26. It might have been 17, whatever it was, 25, 26.
Well, the Democrats have really, you know, painted themselves into a corner. I mean, you look at who their constituents are or who their fans are, and we have, you know, MS-13 gang members. We have illegal immigrants who supposedly can't vote. We have the whole transgender LGBTQ LMNOP community. They've sectioned themselves off into these little minute groups, and, yeah, they're loud. crowd. And I also put in the pile, which would probably be good to pull in, is that Antifa. You know, you have Chris Cuomo, the hack on CNN, talking about how Antifa was just like our boys that stormed Normandy.
What?
And, yes, don't you remember when Antifa was, like, rioting and basically, like, you know, throwing rocks up against the heads of Trump supporters and the MSN or the mainstream media MSN was just fawning over Antifa, like, this is what democracy looks like. And Chris Cuomo basically, excuse me, compared them to our boys who stormed Normandy.
Unbelievable.
And so now we have Antifa in Germany. And, you know, Antifa in Germany is just like Antifa in Berkeley, which is just like Antifa in Paris, which is just like Antifa in Orlando. Okay?
Except with a little more anti-Semitism. It's in Germany.
Well, right. Yeah, why do you think George Soros is moving his operations to Berlin from Hungary?
Don't forget, he's Jewish and he hates Jews. See, that's the thing. That's
why.
Dennis Prager started this, not Wayne Root. So you can't even blame Wayne Root. Dennis Prager coined the phrase self-hating Jews.
Right. Yes.
And there is no question, George Soros, first of all, it's a fact, right? It's not a rumor. It's a fact. He was in a Holocaust concentration camp, and he ratted on fellow Jews. That's how he survived as a child. And that's the grown man today that hates Americans, hates freedom, hates Jewish people, hates Israel, hates Republicans.
The financier of the DNC.
What liberals don't understand is I have no hatred for someone because they're black, because they're Hispanic, because they're gay, even because they're transgender. I have no hatred for them.
They don't care about that. They don't
want they have hatred for us.
Of course, yeah.
Hatred.
If we were dead, they'd be very happy.
Right.
They'd be dancing on our graves.
Oh, they'd be dancing on Trump's grave tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And
well, did you hear what Lawrence Tribe said on CNN yesterday or today? I can't remember which it was.
Yeah,
but he said if you're going to shoot, you have to shoot to kill.
Shoot to kill, yes.
I mean, this is the type of violent rhetoric, again, that we were told after Steve Scalise was nearly assassinated along with a dozen Republicans, that we had to tone down. Nancy Pelosi, we have to tone down the violent rhetoric. It's coming from both sides.
But see, our side speaks truth, because here's an email from James, who listens to this show. He says, in today's Las Vegas Review-Journal article on the upcoming culinary vote, whether to strike or not, and by the way, do you realize there could be a citywide strike on the entire Vegas Strip of 55,000 culinary employees that would shut down Las Vegas? That's smart. Whether to strike or not, it says you must bring ID in order to vote. I found this odd, he says, since the majority of members of the culinary union are either Hispanic or African-American. However, the Democrats feel it's okay to vote for President of the United States with no ID whatsoever. Thank you, James. What a great comment. What a brilliant comment.
I know. Why can't we do ICE raids of the unions?
Right. Exactly.
Why not? And, you know, and here's
the hotels would be hysterical.
Here's the
and
whole voter
racism. MGM would cry racism.
Yeah, here's the whole voter ID myth. Okay. Well, I mean, even the Culinary Union is advertising a Honduran woman who, of course, has four kids who are all obese, who are now American citizens. She was here on the temporary Honduran visa,
Now she's got to go home.
And now she's got to go home because they're shipping them back. There's like 57,000.
And I feel bad for her, by the way. Mark that down. Wayne does feel bad for her.
I have absolutely no pity.
No, I feel bad.
Why?
It doesn't mean I wouldn't
because
send her
back. Because she had four anchor babies while she was here?
No, not because the kids. Just because anyone, if I moved tomorrow to Panama and I lived my life there and built my life there.
But if you knew it was temporary.
But suddenly, out of the blue, someone ripped it out from under me and said, you got to go home. And I don't even remember the language or where it was. Now, that's probably not her case. I'm sure she doesn't even speak English. She speaks only Spanish.
They're interviewing her. She's speaking Spanish.
Yeah, there you go. But still, she knows not a soul in Honduras anymore, and you got to send her back. I didn't say I wouldn't send her. I'm just trying to show a little compassion.
I don't care.
Trying to show a little compassion.
I have no compassion for someone that, A, has been here 20 years.
She didn't come
language.
Here illegally. I mean, she
B,
came here under a...
She came here temporarily.
Temporarily.
It's temporary.
So why did she...
Temporary
couldn't
mean?
She have applied
it
for a permanent?
It could have been
permanent?
A year.
Could she have applied for a permanent during those 20 years?
Well, you would think the culinary union would help her.
You think?
You would think maybe in 20 years she could get some citizenship. Maybe on the temporary status it would have helped her
I don't
along.
Know why she didn't, you think.
Right. So you can't make excuses. This is when you get the compassion... The, you know.
All right.
No.
All right.
You can't do it.
All right. Some topics you wanted to talk about today. German Antifa far-left extremists release riot tourist instructional terror handbook. So what does that mean, a riot tourist handbook? What does that mean?
Yeah, they've basically published a terrorist handbook that is being distributed. And it's basically how to riot, how to start a riot, how to burn down buildings, to wear gloves so you can't be fingerprinted, target libraries, police officers, tourists, major areas. And this is the Antifa handbook. So you know it's not just... isolated to Germany, and this thing goes viral. This is Antifa. Like I said, it doesn't matter if Antifa is in Germany or if it's in the U.S. They have the same goal. And the banner, of course, is always under the banner Fight Fascism. They're domestic terrorists. And so when I would like, I don't know, I keep saying where's the Justice Department, but the DOJ
Jim
could,
Sessions is in charge of the Justice Department.
Who?
Jeff Sessions. And Jeff Sessions is
Jim's
a fraud.
Brother? Jim is probably better.
Jeff's
Can we get
a fraud,
Jim Sessions?
Yeah. Jeff's a fraud.
Well, and so we can look at some of these groups and label them as domestic terrorist organizations and actually investigate their funding sources. It's not like this is an organic grassroots movement. We've had plenty of the members that have been arrested, some that have attacked Jack Posobiec, for example. He was just jailed. And they're very coordinated.
Who's Jack Posobiec? Who is that?
He's a veteran. He's on OANN. He wrote the book Citizens for Trump.
Oh, he's a good guy on our side.
He's a very good
and
guy.
And he got attacked by Antifa?
Yeah.
Where?
On the streets of D.C.
Was he, like, in the middle of
it? And the cops saw it and ran over, and it was also on videotape.
Were they following him, like they were following Root, or he was in the middle of some sort of little riot going on?
I don't know what the, you know, what the precept was.
Because I got a scary death threat the other day, literally on the phone. I'm not going to explain the details of it, because it only emboldens the people that make it.
Right.
But it was very scary. He had a voice that sounded like one of those movies. You know, when you watch the movies and they use a special thing to hide their voice, and the voice sounds like some sort of a weird murdering machine.
And when's the last time you ever leveled, as a conservative, leveled a death threat against anybody?
Never in my entire
life. This is what we're dealing with. This is the lunatic left. This is who we are fighting. They are violent.
And vile.
They are vile. They are violent, and they are violent in their rhetoric. Why do you think they want to disarm us?
Right. Right, because they want to kill us after they disarm us. Exactly. Well, they don't really want to kill us. They'd like to just convert us all and brainwash us. And if we won't go quietly, then they'll kill us.
I mean, I don't know if you saw Eric Swalwell on Tucker Carlson last night.
No, who's that?
Swalwell.
Swalwell? Sounds like a porn movie to me. I don't know.
That's what I call it.
Does he know Stormy Daniels?
He's out of California.
Does Swalwell know Stormy Daniels? We'll be right back. She can tell us who Swalwell is. Thank you, Megan. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root War Now. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. Liberty HealthShare. For more information, call toll-free 855-585-4237, 855-585-4237, or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide
asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Megan Barth is with us in studio for the last segment. BulletBlocker.com is the sponsor of this segment of the show, by the way. And if you're worried about school shootings and all that stuff, which, by the way, terrible as it is, statistics prove is overblown. There are actually less school shootings now than there were 30 years ago. Yes. But we just, you know, the media just amplifies it. CNN and Fox News and MSNBC. And there's more media and more internet than we've ever had in the history of the world. There's more news. So people just think it's worse, but it doesn't matter. If it's the one time out of a billion and your kid's that one time, let me tell you something, it's terrible. It's terrible. So you still need a bullet blocker. Sometimes you find a product, you just go, wow, why didn't I think of that? This guy, Joe Kern, was trained as an Army Ranger and a former deputy sheriff. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now he offers a successful made-in-the-USA company that has bullet-resistant products for your most precious assets, your family and your kids. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcases, and more. Inserts that go inside your kids' books, notebooks. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. It gives you the gift of peace of mind as a parent. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com. Enter code WAR to save 10% for Wayne Allen Root. That's why it's WAR. Bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com. For every parent that listens to my show, you got to go to bulletblocker.com and tell them that Wayne Root... Send them a note, send them an email, and say, thank you for sponsoring Wayne Root Show. You are the best. And thank you for protecting my kids. You are the best. We, you know, conservative radio will go away if we don't start thanking our sponsors and buying from our sponsors. The people that support conservative radio are the ones you got to buy from. Bulletblocker.com. All right, Megan Barth in studio, ReaganBabe.com. Welcome back, Megan.
Thank you. I love that product.
Look, if you have kids, you gotta be worried all the time. Yeah. And you know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day.
I would put my kid in a hazmat suit with like a bulletproof vest and that backpack on.
Well, I was thinking this isn't about terrorism because it's a one in a billion your kid's going to be the one in a high school like that. It's about, you know, like the high school I went to was super dangerous. Kids carried knives and guns. So if your kid has a bulletproof vest, it's not to stop the one shooter that's killing 30 people or the one terrorist. It's about the kid who bullies your kid and wants to stab him. And suddenly he can hold up his notebook that's got bulletproof, you know, insert inside the notebook. Cool.
Yeah.
And the knife bends or breaks, and the kid looks at you like, Who the hell are you?
Love it. We need those to carry over if we ever go to visit London.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. It's like Afghanistan war room in London because of, I think it has something to do with the immigration, but color me conspiratorial.
I taught my 10-year-old when they hold the book up and the kid tries to stab him and your knife breaks in half and they, who the hell are you? And the 10-year-old is going to go, I'm the police, undercover, you're under arrest. All right, let's talk about some other hot topics. Wiener,
yeah.
We're back to Wiener. Wiener's laptop comes back to haunt FBI brass in IG report on Hillary Clinton case. So Anthony Wiener's laptop is coming back to haunt the FBI. Tell us why, Megan.
Yes, Wiener is just the gift that keeps on giving. So according to the AP, inside sources say Inspector General Horowitz, which is Michael, right? Michael Horowitz?
Michael Horowitz, yes.
Much anticipated report set to be released in the next couple of weeks will fault the FBI brass for sitting on the emails found on Wiener's laptop. FBI agents found a trove of emails on Wiener's laptop as they were conducting an investigation into lewd text messages. Look, there is so much on this dude's laptop that I think should be leaked and hasn't been. The disgraced politician exchange with an underage teenager that's called a pedophile. We need to start calling Wiener a pedophile because that's exactly what he is. Judicial Watch counted over a dozen classified emails on Wiener's laptop, including the name of a CIA official. Why? Which brings me back to Obamagate, Spygate, Impeach 44. Our DOJ is acting as its own government agency, where it does not have any sort of responsibility, constitutional responsibility, to report to we the people, which is the Congress. They can evade subpoenas, they can ignore subpoenas, they can slow walk because of supposed leaks. Yet there are leaks coming out of the DOJ and FBI to the New York Times and the Washington Post and every other mainstream media cheerleader that they have in their back pocket.
I can't help it. I can't help it. All right, continue with your Anthony Wiener story. It just was too much for
I know. So as previously reported, then FBI Director Andrew McCabe, Andy, knew about Hillary's emails on Wiener's laptop as early as September of 2016 and didn't alert the Bureau for an entire month. Maybe because that's Andy's wife got $700,000 from another guy who was under investigation, Terry McAuliffe, or something related
to
Terry
McAuliffe. Terry wasn't under investigation. Hillary was under investigation.
Right.
McCabe was covering the case.
McAuliffe was also under investigation. I don't know if at the same time, but he has been under FBI investigation. And, of course, it was Comey and Mueller's FBI or one of the other FBI.
Let's say allegedly, because I've never heard that one before. So
I'll
just say allegedly.
Oh, I'm not coming back.
But it doesn't matter. I'm telling you, the only thing that matters is that McAuliffe was the Clintons' bag man and best friend who raised all their money.
Absolutely.
Handled all their money. And he was helping out Hillary with that money so that her husband, McCabe, was overseeing the investigation while she was getting paid so very well by McAuliffe, Hillary's friend. So why would he ever find Hillary guilty?
Right. It so the Wiener laptop is going to come back and probably bite a lot of people in...
These analogies are too much for me. You know, if a guy's name is Wiener, he just can't be involved in sexual hijinks. It's just too much.
Uma Wiener. I wonder why she never changed her name. Which, I would always keep my maiden name if I married a Wiener.
You know why? Because she never cared. Because she never felt she was married.
Well, you know, that the word on the street is that he was supposed to take Hillary's Senate seat. He was being groomed for it. So it was Uma's way to kind of, you know, stay in the powerfully, politically arena of New York and Hillary Clinton.
Well, she was in the arena because she was Hillary's
best friend
in the world.
Right.
You know?
But I mean,
gal pal, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
Right.
Yes, traveled with her. Wherever they went together. Wink, wink. Hillary and Uma went up the hill and came down married.
And Hillary fell down the hill.
Yeah. All right. Wayne Halloru, Megan, let's say goodbye. ReaganBabe.com.
Bye.
ReaganBabe.com.
Bye, everybody.
RootForAmerica.com is my website. And when we come back, it's hour number two of War Now on USA Radio. You didn't dump that, did you? There wasn't anything wrong with that. The wiener's leaking. What's wrong with that?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.